Hi, I'm Doug McCauley, California's Real Estate Commissioner. Welcome to First Home California.
From the California Department of Real Estate, this is First Home California, helping Californians buy their first home. I'm Rick Lopes. The Department of Real Estate has created this podcast to provide you with knowledge and insights to help you get to a place where you know what to expect during the home buying process and to help make sure you're ready to make informed decisions about what will likely be the biggest purchase of your life. Each episode focuses on a specific part of the home buying process, so be sure to hit follow on your podcast app so you'll never miss an episode. Welcome here to our fourth episode. Today, we're taking a close-up look at the variety of first-time home buyer programs available here in California. Those programs are run by one of our sister state government agencies, the California Housing Finance Agency, or CalHFA. Joining me today from CalHFA is Eric Johnson. Eric's been working in the California housing industry for the past two decades, and he shares our belief that financial education and knowledge are the true first steps to home ownership. We should also note that Eric holds a Master of Public Administration degree from the University of Southern California. Fight on, Eric.
Thanks, Rick. It's great to be here. It's a lovely day here in Sacramento. I can see out some beautiful trees, see downtown in the distance, and it's a quick walk to the mall just across the way. So looking forward to sharing some of the stuff we know and helping your listeners find out what the best way is to get started on buying their first home.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're here sitting actually in our Department of Real Estate offices here near Cal Expo, if anybody's familiar with the Sacramento area. So let's start off by talking a little bit about what CalHFA is all about and what your agency does.
Sure. We were founded in 1975 under the first Brown administration as the state's affordable housing lender. What we do is we work with a network of approved lenders here in California to help people with down payment and closing cost assistance for their first homes. We think it's really important to educate people. Knowledge about the financial system, how it works, is really important. And it can be a really intimidating, sometimes even scary process. It's a lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I know when I bought my first home, it was really an intimidating process. But what was fortunate for me is I put together a really good team, had a good loan officer, and I had a really good real estate agent to help me out. And
yeah, it's so important. And there are a lot of professionals in this industry. And so you should feel as a first-time owner, you do not have to go into this alone and just, you know, trial and error. There are people around that can help you. And we would definitely urge you to make sure you're looking for the professionals along the way. There are a lot of good people out there that can help you. Now, for CalHFA, we know that they do have both down payment assistance programs and loan or mortgage programs for first-time homebuyers. We're going to take a look at both areas, but let's go ahead and start with the down payment assistance, Eric.
Our big main program is called the My Home Assistance Program. And I know, Rick, you've talked about down payment on a previous podcast, so I won't go into too much detail about what that really entails. But our big value proposition, one thing we found, is that people can have a good job, people can have steady income, but they've really got challenges saving up that money for that down payment assistance that banks and lenders want you to have. Now, what we do is we have this program called My Home. Is it helps you with a loan of up to 3.5% of the price of the home. And that's called a silent second, which means you don't have to make payments on that part of the loan until you refinance or sell the home. So for a quick example, say you buy a home for $100,000, obviously not here in California, but for $100,000, what you're going to do, you have to pay on that price of $100,000. What we do is we'd give you a loan of up to $3,500. So what that means is your first mortgage payment is only on $96,500. Lowers your monthly payment, makes it easier to have more money for the other necessities in life. And then you don't have to make any payments on that loan until you sell or refinance the first mortgage.
Sure. Now, with the 3.5, are you finding that people are using that money as their only down payment, or are they adding that, and can they add that to a down payment they're already planning to make? Let's say they've got, you know, 5% that they've already put together. Would that raise it up to 8.5, or are they using just that 3.5 that they can get from you?
People can certainly layer. You can use gift funds. If you live in a city or county that has any sort of down payment assistance program, we can usually layer with that also. We have people putting together 2, 3, sometimes even 4 different layers of down payment assistance to make sure that they can get things. And every dollar you pay in the down payment is a dollar less you're going to be paying on your loan.
All right. Now we will talk about a lot of other things, but maybe let's go ahead and just briefly get it out of the way. Is you did have a down payment assistance program that you had out just in the past few months that was extremely popular, and now you're in the process of having it revamped. Is there a timeline, or what can you tell us about the Dream for All program, or what what we can expect from that down the road here when the program relaunches.
The Dream for All program was incredibly effective and incredibly successful. We went through all the money for it in 11 days. And what we're doing now is we're working with the legislature, working with our stakeholders to try to make the second round of this program as effective and efficient as possible. We'll probably have a better idea of the timeline sometime later in the fall.
And do we expect it at least to be on the same lines as the original program where you get that down payment assistance up front, and then later on when you go to sell the home, you're in essence sharing the profits back to the state? Is it going to be something similar to that?
Yes, it will definitely still be a shared appreciation loan. The details of how it's going to work and that sort of thing is still working on that.
Okay, so the word is for first-time homeowners, if it's a few months from now, just keep your eye on CalHFA if that's something, a program that may be of interest to you. All right, let's turn our attention over now to the first-time homeowner mortgage programs. Now, you offer both conventional loans and government loans. First, can you tell us what's the basic difference between those two?
A lot of the difference is insurance necessity. The FHA loan, the Federal Housing Authority, that's insured by the federal government, whereas a conventional loan is insured sometimes by a private insurer. And they have different requirements. A lot of them, sometimes they have different credit scores that you need. For us, the difference is about 20 points between an FHA loan and a conventional loan. And different loan companies will have more of their business on one side or the other. And the kind of loans that we do swings also. Sometimes we do a majority of our loans in a year as the FHA loans, sometimes as a majority of a conventional loan. That's something that your loan officer or broker is going to be able to give you a much better idea of what makes the most sense for you. Some people fit better into an FHA loan. Some people fit better into a conventional loan. I really recommend you talk to your loan officer about which one's best for you.
Sure. Let's just start talking about the conventional loans. What does CalHFA offer in the way of conventional loans?
We have one conventional mortgage loan product that's called Cal Plus. And what that is, that's a program that is a conventional loan. It also comes bundled with the ZIP program, the zero interest program. And that will get you a loan at 0% of up to 2% of the home price for your closing costs. Again, I know, Rick, you've talked about closing costs in a previous podcast. But, you know, if you put that 2% along with our 3.5%, then all of a sudden you're at 5.5% of deferred payment loans, which can be really helpful. And then I'll just kind of mosey into our conventional loan, which is just a little bit different insurance requirements. We also have what's called a VA loan, which is loan specifically for veterans. And we also have a USDA loan, which is for loans that are more agricultural type properties up to that are more maybe out in the country, has a little bit different requirements. Again, the terms can be a little bit complex, so I really recommend that you talk to your loan officer.
Another big cost when you're buying a home is your closing costs. And I understand CalHFA does actually have a program to help you out with closing costs.
Yes, that's the ZIP loan. I may have jumped the gun a little bit on your question by mentioning it earlier. But that's the zero interest program, and that's another deferred payment loan of up to 2% of the price of the home for your closing costs, all the title fees and all the stuff that you've talked about earlier.
Sure. So actually, it's a good point to bring it back up again. You talked about being able to bundle that. So is that something that's common for a first-time homeowner? They're going to take advantage of the down payment assistance, the closing cost assistance, the mortgages programs. So is it unusual, or do you find it's common that a first-time home buyer is going to take advantage of multiple products?
Oh, it's very common. The vast majority of our loans are using both the My Home down payment assistance program and also the ZIP for closing costs.
Okay, Eric, next let's talk a little bit about a home loan guarantee program that I understand you've got that's designed specifically for Native American families.
This is called the HUD Section 184 Indian Home Loan. And what it is, it's a program that gives some small extra benefits to members of enrolled tribes in California. A lot of the times, an FHA loan or a conventional loan has a limit on the size of the first mortgage. It goes up to 96.5 or 97%. The HUD 184 program can have the first mortgage go up to 97.75%. It's a small extra benefit, but it can make a difference. Also, if you use the HUD 184 program, you do not have to be a first-time homebuyer program in order to access the My Home program or down payment assistance program. My Home is usually just for first-time homebuyers, but if you are a member of an enrolled Native American tribe in California, you can use My Home if you go through the HUD 184 section program. So it's a little extra bonus for members of Native American tribes.
Great. Another area we want to touch on is a program that you can use to make repairs to your new home and then roll over those repairs into your mortgage payment. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Yes, the limited 203K can get you up to, you can roll up to $30,000 in repairs. So say you buy a home and it turns out that you need to, you know, put in a new gas line or you need to fix some of the molding, something like that. You can, instead of having to pay cash up front for that, you can roll that into your mortgage and amortize that. I mean, spread out the payments over the life of your mortgage, which can make the repairs a lot easier to deal with.
Now, you said that obviously in this case, you're not going to necessarily notice you've already got your mortgage and then later you can get this added to it and then they can then roll that into your mortgage. Does it have to be a Cal HFA program or a mortgage to begin with, or can you roll the costs into any previous mortgage if you got a mortgage outside of Cal HFA?
For our program, you'd have to use a Cal HFA mortgage.
Okay, so if you got a Cal HFA mortgage, later on then you can use this program to help you take the repairs that you need to make and roll that into your payments.
That's
as well.
Right, yes.
Perfect, okay. All right, you did touch on it briefly, and let's expand on it. Briefly, before we started recording here, we were talking a little bit, and you mentioned a program which I had never heard of, and I think it would be a great one for our audience to be aware of and to take advantage of, is there's different counseling services that you can get in touch with and work with before you buy the home that will help you make sure you understand the process and what you're going through. Can you talk a little bit more about home buying counseling?
Certainly. It's one of the most important phases of the process. As I talked about earlier, we really think that education is super, super important because it's a gigantic financial decision. And so we work with about 75 different counseling agencies. These are approved by HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development for the federal government, all approved housing counseling agencies. And this is a free service. We have a list of all the counseling agencies on our website. And a lot of people will do remote counseling also. So if you want to Zoom or Teams or even by phone, you can do that instead of walking into a center. And what these folks will do is they will take a look at your finances, do a really deep dive into what you're doing right now and help you figure out how to improve your credit score, how to get your debt to income ratio the right way, and make sure that you are all set for when you make that first application to a bank or a lender, that you are totally squared away and ready to do it. I can't overemphasize the importance of housing counseling, especially in these times where it's really tough and can be really competitive when you're bidding on a home. Anything you can do to give yourself a little better advantage is gonna help you out with that. So please take a look at our website for housing counseling and make some calls and see if you can get an appointment with some folks and get yourself on the road.
Sure. Now, are there costs associated with that, or is that a service that's offered free of charge?
It's 100% free to the consumer. We CalHFA subsidizes that through another pot of funding. So it's 100% free to the consumer.
Great. A great benefit for living in California. The CalHFA is there to help you along the way. Great information. Can you just briefly talk a little bit about the website, some of the tools and other things that our listeners should go to look? In addition to information, do you have calculators and other things that can help them along the way?
We sure do. One of the most important things that people want to know is how much is my mortgage going to cost if I buy a house for $500,000? What does that look like in terms of my monthly payment? So we have calculators there. We also have calculators for basically scenario generators for loan officers, real estate agents, so they can go in and kind of figure out how much down payment and what kind of assistance they would get from us for the clients. We have links to some outside resources. We have a list of our preferred loan officers. It's really important that you use somebody who knows what the loan process is like. So we have a list of about 75 preferred loan officers in California. These are folks who have worked with us for a long time, know the ins and outs, know how to get the application through and processed quickly, which sometimes you want to have a quick close. You want to have a loan officer who knows the process. So we've got a list of those folks. We also have a list of all of our lenders across the state there and some other educational videos. We have some success stories. You can see other people who've used our loans and are sitting pretty in their brand new house. So yeah, take a look. It's calhfa.ca.gov. And it's got a whole bunch of resources.
Yeah, and I just really want to put the emphasis and the exclamation point on that is what you can do to get the ball rolling. As you mentioned, you've got different lenders and different specific agents that can help you along. And can you actually just mention, I think it's important enough to say, how do I get the ball rolling? How do you find the best ways, again, if you can go through it, how do you find somebody to work with to help you with the process?
the best way to get the ball rolling is to push the ball. A lot of people, I think, are scared of the process of buying a home because it can be really, really intimidating. There's so many acronyms and so many numbers and so many terms that you've never heard before in any other context. There's two ways you can start off. One, I'd recommend talking to a housing counselor because they know finances. They know people who are in the same place as you, who are in the same kind of financial situation. They've seen it all, and they can walk you through it. And we also have lots of programs. You know, most of them are in other languages. So if you speak Spanish or Russian or any other language in California, you can find somebody who can help you out there. Other option is if you feel like you already have a fairly good handle on your finances, you can talk to one of our preferred loan officers. And those are all listed on our website, people who can, you know, make it happen. If you have maybe an acquaintance or somebody recommends a loan officer or broker to you, we can also use that if they are affiliated with one of our approved lenders. You can also work with a broker. We do lots of wholesale business, so you can find a list of those people on our website. But again, go to our website and you can figure things out. Also, we do have a phone number. You can give us a call at 877-922-5432, 877-922-5432, and you can talk to somebody and they can give you some advice.
And of course, we'll put all of those in the show notes as well. So any final tips? You've been in this business in the housing industry for a long time. You've seen a lot of comings and goings, a lot of changes. Any other things that we haven't covered or other pieces of advice you give to the first-time home buyer?
I always like to finish by saying there's hope. Even though a lot of the news that you see is negative about the housing situation in California, we helped 7,300 people buy their first homes last year. It's doable. It can happen. Make some calls, send some emails, talk to a counselor, talk to a loan officer, and take that first step. I think that's the really most important thing is take that first step.
Right. Great advice and information. Eric Johnson from CalHFA. Thanks for joining us today and for your expertise. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of First Home California. Thanks for listening. Be sure to click the follow button on your podcast app so you will never miss an episode. We also invite you to check out the First Home California page on our Department of Real Estate website. The address is dre.ca.gov/First Home California. I'm Rick Lopes, and you've been listening to First Home California, a production of the California Department of Real Estate.